you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
On Sunday, something that happened, and I actually posted in our group of ours. We've got an iMessage group. Julius Malema was addressing EFF members, and he had this to say.
Arisa inyakan tweu. Mo after Wednesday, Arisa iraka police ori iraka ID ya South Africa, ri iraka CV, ri iraka qualification. Arinya kutsi baro u relative or you are not relative. Arinya kutsi baro u bolela which language. Are you South African? Yes. Are you qualified? Yes. Thola msebenzi. That should be the simplest position of the EFF Council. We need to prioritize South Africans and we need to prioritize our own constituency.
Now, if we're being fair, right? Julius Malema, when he was speaking about foreign nationals being welcomed to the country, he was never saying that South Africans should be dispossessed of jobs. So yeah. These two messages are not mutually exclusive, to be quite honest. Having said that, though, a lot of people seem to think that this is a departure from the policies of the EFF over the last 5 years. And you know how it is. People will call him a flip-flopper, etc. and so on. My question is, Kandi, what do you want? Do you want a politician who listens? Because he's obviously listening now. Or do you want a politician who digs their heels in? Otherwise, you're going to call them a flip-flopper. Mpo?
I don't mind a politician who listens, and even if they are flip-flopping in the direction of what the people want, because sometimes you can come through and say, this mic is white, and then everyone keeps telling you no, but the mic is black, right? If over time you listen and you come back and you say, okay, fine, having listened to everything that everyone has said, I am of the opinion that the mic is black, and I agree with everybody. And therefore, we are going to, as a party, move in that direction in order to make sure that our constituency is actually happy with the party. I have no issues with that, because I've always believed that changing your mind is a sign of wisdom. You know, it means that you're listening, you're growing as a person, as opposed to you digging in your heels. Then, awukhuli, you know?
To those that say it's politics, what do you say, Saul?
It's partly politics, and maybe he does have a change of mind. Of course, I want a leader who's not set in his ways. When presented with new evidence or he realizes that he's erred, he can actually change his mind. So of course he's seen that the perception, it may not be what he said, but the perception that the EFF is pro illegal immigration has really hurt the EFF. Because if you ask a lot of people who maybe had considered voting or had voted for the EFF who didn't vote for the EFF, they cite that as their reason, even though it may not be the case. And let's be honest, if he says people, you know, he's pro even illegal immigration, fact is those illegal immigrants, some of them do find their themselves in the workplace, be it waitresses, be it gardeners, be it plumbers, or other form of formal workplaces where they're even using, you know, fraudulent documentation. So I'm glad that he's realized that this has really hurt the EFF, even though it wasn't explicitly his stance before.
Yes. Now, Mfundo, while these two messages may not be mutually exclusive, as you said, the world, however, does not operate like a textbook, some kind of a utopia, in that if you have a situation where you've got an unemployment crisis in the country, to then invite other people into that country does worsen the situation, whether you like it or not. We know that it puts a strain, for example, on South African healthcare. We know that it puts a strain, for example, on even the transportation system, education system, you name it. It does burden us as citizens even more so, right? And so if you are going to allow or even welcome foreign nationals to a country, best you get your house in order first.
Yeah. And I think that's why protectionism is on the rise right now. So those proponents of protectionist politics, your Donald Trumps and a number of European countries, that kind of a message that they've been punting seems to get some sort of resonance with many right now because of the global economy and the shifts that have meant your people first and everybody else second. But I'm glad that you prefaced this conversation or debate with that statement around clarifying the foreign policy of the EFF, because honestly, they've consistently been misunderstood when it's come to their foreign policy. Pan-Africanism has never meant you place the citizens of any country second. So for them, their philosophy or belief in Pan-Africanism has never meant that South Africans would not be prioritized naturally. South Africans would get preference when it comes to jobs, etc. So it's nice that you actually prefaced it with that so that people know there was never such. But I do understand why we see a lot of countries now voting for politicians that seem to have some sort of messaging that says citizens first and everybody else second, let's close our borders. It resonates with many because of just how bad the economy globally has been.
But we can agree that their messaging, what they chose to prioritize in their messaging, has changed now as EFF.
To a certain degree, but yeah, I don't know, Cisse.
No, come on, let's be honest. No,
just listening to
let's be honest. They've never come out and said something like this.
That's South Africans first.
Yeah, when they've it comes never to said jobs. That. They've never said that.
I think perhaps the reason we've never heard it.
At the very beginning, obviously, when they started out as EFF, but that's why I say over the last 5 years. That message has been muddied somewhat.
But Mfundo, we can't say it went without saying because so many times they were called out as people said, you are putting foreigners first, but they never clarified. So by virtue of you never having clarified, we can't say it goes without saying that you were putting South Africa first. Even people with hashtags put South Africa first would constantly drag the EFF on X and they never clarified.
And in fact, if we're being honest now and go even further, Julius even used the words to hell with xenophobes, right? Because he felt like people were forcing him to denounce foreign nationals.
Yes.
No, but right? we must denounce xenophobia as a start. But I would think that when I say it went without saying, purely because if you look at Home Affairs, they have a critical skills list. Mm. So there was never going to be a time, our own policy as a country, there was never going to be a time where foreigners would have been prioritized over South Africans on paper. Mm-hmm. If we've seen what we've seen happening in restaurants, it was something that was happening fraudulently. That's why I say it went without saying that South Africans would always be prioritized because our policies speak to that, that you cannot just prioritize a teacher in a public school who's South African, has the qualification, over maybe our Zimbabwean counterpart. But what then happens on the ground? It's difficult to police. So I think they wouldn't have stated that because it was a given.
They needed to, though.
So give us a shout and let us know. What are your thoughts? Do you feel like this is a change in stance for the EFF, or is this what you've always understood it to be?
Good morning, Seize the World. No, I agree with Mpo. You know, a leader that changes his mind, it shows growth, it shows maturity, and an informed leader will lead better because now you know better. So yeah, give Julius a break, guys. He's doing what normal people do, which is learning and then changing your mind.
Let's be honest and fair to the guy and the EFF. They've never said they don't want South Africans to get jobs first. It's always been jobs first. They've always fought against black foreigners being victimized instead of against the other foreigners who are in the country. They always spoke of the black foreigners that are victimized. It was not them saying black foreigners must get jobs first. No, let's be fair, Buffett.
Well, for me, that statement was the one that we were looking for in 2024, because we actually lost number of votes because of, say, if you don't want open borders, you can keep your vote. I remember there was a clip where he actually said that. So now, if you compare the two, you'd understand that he's actually flip-flopped. And I think it's a new campaign for the local elections, because he's now aware of the damage that he has done with that statement in 2024. So this is what we want to hear as the EFF voters, and then maybe those who left might come back, because this is what we needed to hear.
Thank you very much for that.
All I have to say is, siyabonga EUK for denying the visa of the honorable, honest,
Julius Silo Malema. Why is our Chinjanini? When was he going to change his opinion on this particular matter? Thank you to the UK.
How? UK, why'd you get out?
You know, when it comes to this job thing, ne? South Africans are also employed in foreign countries. But what I do know is that they're employed in foreign countries because they have they've got scarce skills, you know? Those skills that they possess, most people in the countries don't have. So it makes sense for them to be employed there. In our country, it doesn't make sense because South Africans have these skills, but, you know, illegal and legal foreigners are sitting in these positions. This is just the sad part about everything. But other than that, Malema, I don't know, man. I feel like Malema flip-flops and says what the community wants to hear. I mean, he's told people to occupy land if it's free, but knowing very well there's rules, there's laws, there's everything around that, and he let them just go into the lion's den, you know? He just tells the public what they want to hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, on that last point, more than just a rule, sometimes the land that people tend to occupy is dangerous land. It'll be among flood lines, so when it starts to rain, they get swept away, etc. and so on. I'm not saying that's his fault, but generally when you speak to people, more especially the uneducated, and you just make a statement like that, they don't know which land to go occupy. They just see vacant land, basalekon.
To err is human, to forgive is divine. So, Mina, I just strongly believe Ubuti, he doesn't represent himself. He represents people. And people have told him, Ubuti, this stunt of yours of open borders, nasifuni. So if he was representing himself, I think he would have stuck to that position. But because now he has people that he answers to who give him power, so he had to go back and listen and change his stance. I mean, why you born go to go wrong? You can come back and sort of like mend your way. So politics aside, I saw Naiguti Imkostile during the elections. So that's why maybe he's changing his stance, because now they didn't grow, they just remain stagnant. So he's hoping Guti, this might bolster him in the next election.
So here's the question then. Is this enough to win those votes back?
I think foreign nationals in Okulu are super teen about this little shit, because we have to share the little resources that we have. Already scaling a service delivery. Now we've got another extra 10% of our band that are not even supposed to be here. They are occupying Ibedela, they are using the electricity and our infrastructure is weighed down. I myself, as a business owner, I have to compete with foreign nationals that charge a fraction of what Umsebenzi, that a fraction of what we are supposed to be charging in the industry. I do penal beating. I can't compete with these foreign nationals because Bona, they can charge like 500 rand for something that we are supposed to charge 2,500, 3,000 in the system. And a look, sheep, not even talking shops as I see.
It is a changing stance, specifically from Malema. I'll say specifically from Malema, because Ndlozi and Uflot Shibambo, before they left, was it last year the same? Before they left, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't going to vote EFF last year, but I voted for Kahle Ndlozi because Yibo Abantu, ngathi bebe bathuma ngama last minutes to go and clarify, which, you know, this is what we mean, this is what we mean. But from Julia's mouth, it has always been, you guys are xenophobes, you guys, abanye abantu kumele basebenze, you guys nilela imisebenzi emincane eyasemagaraji, imisebenzi yanyani. Forgetting ukuthi abantu abasebenzi, guys, kunzima, abantu abasebenzi out there. So, yeah.
Oh, Julius Malema, flip-flopper of note. The damage is already done. Honestly, we cannot look at his messaging just only on employment. Julius Malema told illegal foreigners to take all means possible to make it to South Africa. These illegal foreigners have also grabbed land illegally. If you go to Rabe Ridge, if you go to places in Tembisa, it's all of them. He prioritized people outside of South Africa first. And now that he's seeing that the likes of Donald Trump are saying Americans first, he's just polo-tricking. He's just playing to the tune of the moment. But he knows deep down in his heart, his policy is that everyone must just make it to South Africa and make sure that they grab whatever they can, even if they grab it away from South Africans. So I don't believe him. He's just seeing the damage that has been caused and he's trying to fix it in the EFF.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.